This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Former New England mob boss Frank Salemi, long known as Cadillac Frank, is behind bars tonight. He's facing a charge of murdering a federal witness back in 1993. The witness was South Boston nightclub operator Stephen DeSaro. DeSaro's body wasn't found until March of this year, was identified in June. Salemi was arrested today in Connecticut. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri was in federal court in Boston when Salemi made his first appearance today. David, Frank Salemi is now 82 years old. What kind of condition is he in, and did he say anything during the brief hearing?
Well, he's frailer, thinner, he's bent over, and, you know, he's still showing some signs of the assassination attempt on him by rivals back in 1989. He came into the court, and he knows federal courts well. He looked over at federal prosecutor Fred Wyshack, and he made a preemptive remark. "Hey, Fred, fancy seeing you here." His attorney is Steve Buzang, and outside the court, Buzang responded to the government's charges.
"Mr. Salemi denies these charges, always has, always will. This case will go to trial."
Prosecutors say that Salemi was in the course of trying to flee. Now, he denies that. He was in the witness protection program. He has been living in Atlanta. He was arrested in Connecticut. His attorney proposed that, in fact, he was heading here to Boston to answer the charges against him. Meanwhile, an attorney for Stephen DeSaro's family says they've been waiting 23 years to find out what happened to the missing man. DeSaro's son was in the court, but he didn't talk.
Could you remind us, David, of the story of Stephen DeSaro's murder, of his connection to Frank Salemi, and what authorities think the motive was in that murder?
Steve DeSaro was the manager of a nightclub called The Channel, a popular nightclub here. He was the manager. I've talked to a number of people who are part of that group. They say that he was the straw for an operation that was really run by Frank Salemi's son, that the mob had infiltrated that. And as a result, DeSaro was targeted as a witness for the federal government who was investigating. So they claim that, in fact, he was murdered because he was a witness. Now, I came across Frank Salemi in 2004 after he left the witness protection program. He denied having anything to do with DeSaro's murder. And he put it in the context of, because he himself was a federal witness, Salemi was, he had been granted immunity for crimes, including 8 murders, because he was helping the feds. Here's what he had to say.
"I admitted to those. So why wouldn't I come forward with the other ones? I had immunity, full immunity. Why
sure.
not?
After he told me that, Salemi was charged with obstruction of justice and lying because he had denied being involved in the murder of DeSaro.
But not an actual murder charge. Why is that?
Well, they didn't charge him with murder at the time, they said, because the case was too weak. They didn't have a body. So he pled guilty to those charges, but now they have the body.
David, many of us are very familiar with the name Frank Salemi. Why is he a key figure here? Why is he coming up now?
A long, somewhat complicated history, but it goes to Whitey Bulger. It always does, it seems, in this district. Salemi was the head of the New England Mafia, and on the way up, he was targeted for assassination. The FBI actually knew he was being targeted for assassination. They did not inform him. After the whole scandal broke of Whitey Bulger, Salemi became a key witness against FBI agent John Connolly, who was corrupted by Bulger. So he has been a player in the news in these cases for a long time now, and this ties it up, brings it back to him to another crime of murder.
Salemi's attorney says, as he told you, this will go to trial. Has the U.S. Attorney's Office said what kind of sentence it would pursue if Salemi were convicted?
Not what kind of sentence they would pursue, but they say, in fact, the maximum penalty can be death.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, thank you.
You're welcome.